Yeah, Nun Vav, you'll do the last Mishnah. In the name of Beis here. Halakuach, if you buy an animal, or Shinitla b'matona, somebody gave it to you for a present, is potim b'maisa b'hema. Then there's no mitzvah of maisa b'hema. Is maisa b'hema zone if you have 10 animals that were born to you that year. It has to be born from your animals. But if you bought an animal, or if you bought a baby, or they gave it to you for a present, so on that animal there's no din maisa b'hema. So Marius Minon Emile, how do we know this? So Omar Rav Kana, the Yomakro, the Pasuk says, Bechor Bonecho Titen Li, that's Pidyon HaBen, you should give your child to the Kohen, Bipoidirim. Then it says, Kain Tassel L'Shorch L'Soincho, the same thing you should do also to your Shor and to your Tzoin. We'll soon see, even though this Pasuk itself is song about Bechor Behema, song about a Bechor, but we'll soon see, we learn out Maise Behema from Bechor, we'll soon see how. A couple will make in the Sekish, Tema Bincho, just like by Pidyon HaBen, by your own son. Ain b'lekuach b'matono, you don't have it by buying or by giving for a present. The pshita, your son, like Rashi says, is nolda, was born to you. Nobody gives it to you for a present. Don't sell you a son. Is that the same thing tzoincho b'korcho? The special mitzvah about your tzoin and your boka, your sheep and your cattle, is ain b'lekuach. It doesn't apply b'lekuach or else b'matono. Someone gave it to you for a present or you bought the animal, you don't have this mitzvah. So where's the question? Very good. But v'ayi be'bechor k'siv, this pasuk is talking about bechor, a behema that's a bechor. It says the hekesh here is the bechor of a ben to the bechor of a behema. So a bechor of a behema, what does the kuach and matan have to do with the bechor of a behema? The first thing, one that's born, has kedusha on it. Samura says, enechnami omakor, the pasuk says, kein tasa. It says, this is the way you should do. It says the end of the pasuk, kein tasa. Mashman has to do with you doing it. So the Bach takes out the word Cain, but the Apostle just says Tasa. The Mashm, you have to do it. So by Bechor, there's nothing for you to do. Rashi also says, Rashi, Omakor, the Apostle says Tasa. Means it says Cain Tasa L'Shorcho. V'ay Vad, Rashi says, L'mot Zemukmus, a Bechor, you can't put this by a Bechor. So a Merechem Kodesh, a Bechor of a Behema, is Kodesh when it comes out of the womb of the mother. For like boy, you see, you don't have to make any Kodesh at all. So the Apostle says Tasa over here, so it means to tell us something that we have to be kodesh, we have to be makdashit. So Mar says true. Therefore, meino inyan lebechor, but doesn't apply to bechor this pasuk. To leisa biasiya, by bechor there's no parsha of a see you making the kodesh. To berechem kodesh, because it's kodesh by itself when it comes out of the womb, it's kodesh. If so, to nu inyan le maisa behema, put this pasuk by maisa behema. So if the pasuk is saying now that we learn out maisa behema, just like your bincha by your own son. It is not possible to buy or to sell a son, so therefore the same thing by a behema that you bought was given to from Atono, there's no mitzvahs maisa behema. So Mora says no, v'yema, why don't I say better to nilinyan lechatas liyoshim? Say maybe korban chatas and noshim, it could only be makdish a behema for chatas for noshim if it was born by you and not if you bought it. So how do we know say something about maisa behema? Maybe it's talking about a korban chatas and a noshim. So Mora says no. Dum yid bincha, just like your son. Ma bincha shayna boal chet. Your son doesn't come because of a chet. Is av tzoyncha v'shorcha shayna boal chet. Talking about a tzoyn and a bokor that's not coming because of a chet. So we're not talking about a korbin chatos oshim that comes on a chet, but rather we're talking about this korbin of a meister behema. So we still say, but the emo, why don't they say to no inyan le'olu l'shlomim? Maybe it's talking about a korbin oil, a korbin shlom. They don't come because of a chet. Some yomanad, if you make a neder or an adova to bring it, so maybe there's a locha, you could only make a behema into a korban oilo if it was born by you and not if you bought it. So Mor says no again. Dum yid bincha, this pasuk has to be like your ben, like your son. That ma bincha, just like by pidyon haben, sheina bob neder and adova. There's no way like to make a neder or an adova to have a son. That's not the way you have a son through a neder or an adova. Is that tzoincha the same thing we're talking about? It's tzoincha for shorcha. That you want to be makdashit, that doesn't come through a neder and a dover. So therefore, Kim is talking about an oilu or shlomim, that those things you can make with a neder and a dover. But rather, it's talking about something like that's a chayva. I mean, Rashi explains there has to be something that's a chayva. Rashi says, Ein a bo'al chet, yeah, b'chor, ein a neder and a dover, she'el a chayva. A maisa, a korban b'chor, or b'chor, it's not a neder up to you, it's a chayva for you to be poidi your son. So also we're talking about some type of a korban that's a chay for you to bring. So that must be maisa behema. So Mar still says, if you so we have to find something that's not a chet and that comes on a chayv. that you have a chiyuv to bring it. So Gemara says, yes, there's something else. V'yema, why don't I say to Nalinya li'erles riyah? Maybe the pasuk some teach us that an erles riyah, when you go erlu regal, the gimel yom tovim, so you have to bring a korban erlu with you, and that's a chiyuv to bring a korban erlu. So that korban erlu is not a neder and a dova, but it's a chiyuv. It's also not bo'al achet. So maybe the pasuk means that type of a korban that you bring has to be from an animal that was born by you, and not that you bought it or given to you from a present. So how do we know to say it means ma'aseh behema? So Moshe says still, dum yid bincha, still know the gzera shav, the hekesh is doima to your son. Ma bincha, just like your son, she'ein kavu alay zman, that a pigeon, a ben, you can do whenever you want. True, you can't do before 30 days, but after 30 days, any time of the year you can do it. Is af shorcha v'tzoncha she'ein kavu alay zman. It has to be a korban that is not a special time when you have to bring it. Now, Eulis Riyah, that has to be brought on Yom Tov, so we're not talking about that. We're talking about, rather, a Ma'aseh Behema that could be brought any time. So that's how we know a Ma'aseh Behema cannot be brought, there's no Chiv, if you bought the animal or was given to you for a present. Mar still says, Ima bincha eina b'lakua klal, av shorcha v'tzorincha eina b'lakua klal, that just like your son, there's no way to buy your son at all. So maybe who didn't buy Ma'aseh Behema, there's no way to be mechuyiv if you bought it. What does that mean to say? That Alama, how come we learned Alama, why Omer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabasi, the name of Rabbi Yechon said like this, that Lokayach Asaru Ubrin, Bemei Iman, let's say somebody went out to somebody else and bought 10 Ubrin. It means you bought the young calf when it's still in the mother's stomach. You bought 10 of them. You bought 10 Ubrin, 10 fetuses that's in the mother's stomach still. So you, when you bought them, they weren't born yet. And later, when they're born, locheris kulam nechnosim dilas aser. When they come to you, so you have to take off maisa beima. They all go into the deal to the corral. You take out 10, and the 10th one is maisa. So the question is why? If you learn it out from bincha, from your son, just like your son, there's no way at all to buy your son. So if so, here also beima is also, there should no be a din buying at all. Sakamiri says, mashma, when do we say you pot only if you bought it after it was born? But if you bought them before they were born, then you chayv a ma'aseh behema. The question is why? Let's say any type of buying should make a complete ptur. Someone says no. Amar Rav, Rav answers. Amar Kora, the pasuk says tase. Pasuk says here tase. So we dash in it means b'shas hasiya miyat hakosef. The pasuk only says that when is there a ptur or miyat if you bought it? If b'shas you can make it into ma'aseh behema, means after it was born already. Then if you buy it, it's potter. But if you bought it before there was asiyah, you bought the fetus before it was born, then it's okay. Rashi says b'shas asiyah. Rashi says b'shor shein ruyin le'sasser. It has to be the time when they're fit to take off ma'isim. It's after they're born already. That's when the Torah pasuk says you put if it's lakuach. But if a mei imo when it's still in the mother's stomach, lav shas asiyah. That's not the time to take off ma'isim behema. So at that time there's no p'tur of lakuach. So the whole Ptur, Pasuk says Taser, means only at the time when you want to make the Ma'aseh Behema, that's when you have this Ptur. Yeah. Kufa, what we just say before, Omer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yechidon, Lakuach Asar Ubrin B'mei Iman. Somebody buys 10 fetuses, 10 Ubrin in the mother's stomach, so Lachur is then when it's born, so it belongs to you. So Kulu Nechnosn Dil Asasar, you have a Chi of Ma'aseh Behema. You have to take all 10 in the corral and let one go out, all go out, and 10th one is Ma'aseh Behema. Furthermore, I have one, Nantanan, we learned that Halakuach, or Shinit Lava Matanis Potter, Min Ma'aseh Behema, because the Kasuk had before, the Korak, when you say Yechayiv Halakuach, we know we had the Psukim before, we had this Hekish of Ma'aseh Behema to Bincha, that if you buy it, you Potter. Sakami, if you buy these Ubrim, are Yechayiv. So my answer is, Omer Rav Loza, that Rabbi Yochanan chazoi b'chomoi. Rabbi Loza said that, you know, last night I saw Rabbi Yochanan in my dream. So you felt good. That must probably today I'll be able to say a good svara, like Muslim is going to help me out. I'll have special siyata de Shemaya. And last night I saw Rabbi Yochanan in my dream. He said like this, Omer Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yochanan chazoi b'chomo. Mil samal yamina. I'll be able to say something very good today. That Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, Ta'asa. That when we make this hekish, only b'shas asiyah, I mean to say, b'shas asiyah mi'at hakosev. At the time when it's fit to make ma'aseh behema, means after the behema is born, then if you buy it, you potter. But here that you bought it before it was fit to take off Maisa Beimah, there's no Ptur. So Makura Tasa Bishasa see me the cost of you. Aesir, I have a question like this. Aesir Shim ben Alikim le Reb Loza. So Reb Shim ben Alikim asked a question to Reb Leza. It says what? Halakuach Echal Amachus Zman. That there's a psul lakuach on Amachus Zman. Meaning, if you bought, let's say, the animal, the baby, when it's only 1 or 2 days old, so it's a Amachus Zman and it's not fit to bring it for korban. We know before the behemoth is 8 days old, you can't bring it for korban. So really, it's not fit to make ma'aseh behemoth, bring it for korban. So there shouldn't be any ptur of lekuach either. So really, it should come out, if you buy the animal before it's 7 days old, so it wasn't fit to be brought for korban yet, so you should still be chayv in ma'aseh behemoth. So how come we learned here that halakuach chala machus zman? No, if you buy the animal, even though it's only 1 or 2 days old, still, it's chalap tur lekuach. The question is why it's not fit to take off ma'aseh behemah yet. Somebody said back to him, "Enechna mizuei in the Mishnah." It's not true. We ever learned that it's not right. It's not a good Mishnah. And v'yim tim slam. If you want to tell me v'yim tim slam Mishnah, it is a learning. Somebody does say like that. Hatei enechna mitzoni Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Goes according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Mishum in name of Reb Shimon. He says the name of Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Yeah, mishum Reb Shimon. Yeah, that the Yomar he says, or he's that is the Yomar mechusas zman nichnas dila saser. According to Rabbi Shimon Shita, even though the behema is only 1 or 2 days old, you could bring him into the dila saser. In other words, that you can't bring it for korban. True, you can't bring the behema for korban until it's 8 days old, but you could take it into the deer, into the corral, and start counting out 1, 2, 3, and make the 10th one ma'aseh behemah, that you could do even though it's only 1 or 2 days old. So you could be makdish it now, and then Echlam, you'll have to wait until it's 8 days old, and then you bring it for korban. But since, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could be makdish it right now, therefore it's good. If you bought it right now, it's called b'shas asiyah, therefore it's a ptur. That since they weren't born by you, these animals, but you bought them after it's a day old, so since when it's a day old right now, it's fit to make it into ma'aseh behemah, that is ptur of lekuach. That since you bought it, you bought it for ma'aseh behemah. Yeah, that's of Shimon. But again, the Yom he says mechus zman nichnas dila saser. So therefore, v'areyu, and he also it's like a bechor, ma bechor, just like a regular bechor, kodush lefnei zmanoi. Like as soon as the animal, as soon as the bechor is born, it has kedusha on it. Even though the korav of liachas zman, you can first bring it for korban after it's 8 days old. Is af mechus zman? Same thing applies by mechus zman also. Kodush lefnei zmanoi. I'll tell you, it's kodush right now. Lefnei zmanoi. It's 1 or 2 days old. You can be makdashit. But first for korav liyachas manoi, he first be makor for a korban after it's 8 days old. That's why according to Rabbi Shimon there be a psul of lekuach even though the behem is only 1 or 2 days old. Nothing more says tani. We learned tani tana. Tana learned kaimi the rav in front of rav. Ezeyu esnan. Where is there a case of an esnan? That's a present you give a zayna. You live with a lady and you give her the present. You give her a behema for a present. So here's the case of Zayus Nan, Shenichnas Dilas Asa, that still you could give Ma'aseh Behemah from it. So who are the kasher is, since you give it to her for a present, so now that she got it, it's potter for Ma'aseh Behemah. So the Mishnah says, if you get it for a present, you potter. So where is there a case that an Esnan Zayna, the present you give to a Zayna, that Behemah is Lazachi of Ma'aseh Behemah? This is like this. The case would be, Kol Shenos Nulo, that the Yisrael gave it to her for a present, V'chozda B'locho Hemenu. And then he went and he bought it back from her. But since this Yisroel bought it back from her, like as if to say, we start out from the original form. The original was born by you. Then you gave it away for a present and you bought it back. But since it started out by you, so even though you gave it to a Zayna, it's like a Chalap Sulesman Zayna on it. But still, when you buy it back, it's like still you're the Hamer from the beginning. The Chiddush of Esman Zayna is even though it's possible for Korban. It has a Sulesman Zayna, you can't give it for a present. You can't bring it for Korban. The psul for korban, but still you can make it, use it for 1 of the 10 to make ma'aseh behemah from it. So even though it's possible for korban, Rashi says though, but if it could be part of ma'aseh, and if it happens it comes out to be the 10th one, so lochriz you'll have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the bialim kiri when it's a balmum. Also, an estnan is the case of a present. We want to find the case of a present. Like Stama Behemo, it's Stama Behemo. So Mekisa, you're asking the question, when he gives something a present, that's an Esnan. Esnan is always a present. Will there a case that's still to be a chi of Maisa Behemo? So we'll soon see. So Gemara answers and says no. Fred, Gemara, well, if Sulei, Bulakuach, Moral's no. That once you buy it back, or else he gave it to for a present, it's Chalap Sul already. Meaning to say that you're not Mechuyev anymore Maisa Behemo. It's not you, even though you buy it back. It's not the Pshal like you never gave it away. You gave it away. And if you buy it back now, so it's a psul lekuach, so you should be potter. So again, where's there a case if you gave it for a present for an esnan, that there'll be a chi of maisa behema? If you buy it back yourself, the chur is a psul lekuach on it. So our answer is, ish de mitzvah forgot, hodi yom rabasi, that's rabasi said, omer rab yechnan, that lekuach asoru ubrin, vemei imon, es kulum nechnosun dil asasar, we had this case before, that if you buy the fetus before it was born, and then it's born by you, so that's a chi of a maisa behema. So Rashi, the same thing will be here also by Nesnan also. The case is that he gave the zayin of the present a fetus when it was in the mother's stomach. That's when he gave it to her. And then if you bought it back again before it was born. So since you bought it back before it was born, so there's no psul lekuach. Because the maisa, when it's born by you. So that will be a case that even though this uber has a psul of a esnan on it, and the Maisa can't be brought for Korban, but still you could use it for Maisa Beimo, and it's a part of the 10, and if it does come out to be the 10th one, and the din will be then, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the owner will eat it. And so you're supposed to be excited, if not like Reb Shimon, it could even be talking about you gave it to what's only 1 or 2 days old. If you give it to before it's 8 days old, and then you buy it back before 8 days old, that'll also be a good case. Because not Shas Asiya. That's what we have to say is the Me'imah, that's only according to Rabbi Shimon. That he holds once the Behemah is born, it's fit to take off Maisa Behemah. Now the Gemara says, but still, Vitiyasenu Iyu. Like what do you have to say the case is? That you brought it back from the Zainah. Let's say you gave her this present when it was a fetus, Uba Me'imah, and then it was born by the Zainah. So say now the Zainah has to take off Maisa Behemah. We want to find a case, even though it has a psul of an esnan on it, still it's maisa behema. So say that the zayinah itself took off, has to take off maisa behema. Now what do you have to say? That the Jew brought it back again. So Marit Zaynachlam, the case is, the zayinah's kusis. We're talking about that he gave it to a present, to a shiksa, to a goya. So therefore, if it just stays by her, there's no chi of maisa behema. The case is only if the Jew buys it back again before it's born. So this is the question, good. So look, we'll put the case better, the zayinah Yisrael. Yisraelis, who said to put it by Dafka by a Goya? Put it by Yisraelis also. And he gave it to her for a present. So now she'll use it for Maisa Behema. Vitiyasenu I, let she herself, when she has 9 other animals, let this be part of the Maisa Behema. So Mora says, no. Kamash Malon, oh, what's Kiyasha should be? That's Pachim. Here, Mura says, Hokamashma, the Chiddush is teaching us Hokamashmalon that the Zoyna Yisraelis, they have a yes none. That if you give a present to a Zoyna Yisraelis, so the Behemoth doesn't have a psul on the Mizbeach. That's not the psul esnan the Torah is talking about. And Kiddi Abai, like Abai explains this, that the Yom Rabbi, Abai says like this, there are two different types of Zoynas the Torah talks about. The Yom Rabbi, Zoyna Kusis, if you live with a Shiksa, with a Goya, and you give her a present, you give her an animal for the pay, for the znus, es nanan also. That's what the Torah says, that behemo now becomes possible to use for korban. But, v'koyin abu'olel, if the koyin lives with his zayin akusis with a goya, is ain't like he doesn't get malchus, mishum lo yechalu zarur. There's a special law, a koyin can't live with a zayin. It only applies to a Jewish zayin. But by a goyish zayin, there's no law. We'll soon see why not. So Abaye says, what? No, the kids are not the cholah. We'll soon see why not. No, he's not cholah either. He never becomes a cholah. It's only his kids or his wife. He doesn't become a cholah with these things. Yes, so it says, we'll soon see why not. It's like this now. Zoyna Yisraelis, if you live with a Jewish Zoyna, and you give her the pay, you give her the animal, it's nana mutter. V'koyna bo'aleo, Leika mishum leichal zaru, but if a kohen lives with a Jewish zayna and a chnami, that the lava Torah, he now live with a zayna and the kids become a cholam. Now I'll explain. Zayna kusis. If you live with a goya, esnen and also the esnen is also. Why? Goma tueva tueva miarois. Says the word tueva here by this esnen. Says ki tuavas Hashem. It says the word tueva by arois. So ma arois, just like the parasha of arois. We're talking about letafsi bo kedushin. The ladies that even if you want to marry them, the kedushin is not chal. So av zoyna, this is the Torah says the esnan zoyna is also for korban. What type of a zoyna? Perhaps letafsi bo kedushin, that no kedushin is chal at all. So Mel is not talking about a zoyna Yisraelis. If she's a Jew, even though you're not supposed to live with her, most maybe it's only a love, but there's no chayv krisis. So therefore, if you marry her, the kedushin is chal. So the pasuk here says to Eva to teach us that on which type of zoyna, when you pay her with an animal, that animal can't be brought for korban only if it was paid to a goya. That a goya has no kedushin at all. So that's where this aver of esnan zoyna applies. But for kohen abolir in a loyka mishum loyichal azaro, if a kohen lives with his goya, he doesn't get malchus. Why? To loyichal azaro omer chamon. The Torah says not to live with a zoyna in order not to make your children a cholol. But for high, since you're living with a shiksa, with a goya, lav zara you, it's not the children of a kohen, it's not your son. It goes after the goya, it's a goy. So that's not the lav haTorah. This special lav, the Torah says for a kohen, not to live with a zayna. The Torah says, why? Because we don't want the kids to become a cholol. We're not talking about a Jewish zayna. Because by a Jewish zayna, then the kid you have is your kid. So that's called your mechalol. But if you live with a zayna goya, the kid is not called your kid, it's called hokin, it's called a goy. Therefore, you don't have the special love of a kohen living with the zayna. That's what Abayi says. Therefore, it's good to write before also that the ista esnan zayna only applies when you give it to a goya. So therefore, where is there a case that it's chal a psul of an esnan zayna on a behema, and still you could use that behema for ma'isa behema? Only in the case where you gave it to the zayna when it was still a fetus, when it was still b'mei ima, and then you brought it back from her before it was born. So that's the case that the psul esnan was chal on it, but it still has the chiv ma'isa behemah because you brought it back before it was born. Now the Mishnah says, ha'achin, brothers, v'yat shutfim, or else two partners, or more brothers could also be partners in Yerusha v'yim. So it depends. Shechayovim b'kalboin, if they have a chiv to give a kalboin. A kalboin is like an extra penny, a small coin you give when you give a machsa shekel. Now when you have to give the machsa shekel, so you give a half of a shekel, and you're supposed to add a little bit, drop more to make sure you have the right half. Let's say two people give it together. Let's say two people together give a whole shekel. Still, the rabbon, you still have to give this kalbin. So it's like this. Shutfim shechayovim the kalbin, meaning each one is paying for himself like. So then, peturim maise beima. Means if you're real shutfis, so by shutfis, no din maise beima. If you own animals together, you're potter from maise beima. But chayovim b'maisa beima, in a case where these two achim, these two brothers, they're mechuyiv b'maisa beima, meaning they're not real shutfim yet, meaning the father died and they did not divide up the property yet. It's still called betvusa sabayis. It's still like by the father, they didn't divide it up yet. So therefore, that animal is like still considered owned by the father. Therefore, they have a chiyuv of b'maisa beima. In such a case, pturim in a kalbin. Such a case when they pay the machts, the shekel for both of them, they don't have to give an extra coin. But that's halacha, if a father gives a shekel for his two sons, he doesn't have to add. You only have to add if two people give separately a machsa shekel. So each one has to give a kalbin. And then with the rabban, even though they give it together, two people, and they give a shekel together, but since each one is supposed to give a machsa shekel, you have to add this extra coin. But in a case where one person is paying for two people, like the father is paying for his two sons, so l'chatchili only has to give a shekel. Then he doesn't have to add this extra kalbin. So kitzur, the Yisrael saw that when you have real shutfisiyah, so then you're chapotah for ma'isa beima, but then you chayiv b'kalbin. When there's no din shutfis, like the father's rishus, then you chayiv b'ma'isa beima, but then you're potah for the kalbin. Now the Mishnah explains, like, where's this case of of achim? It's like this. Kono b'tfisis abayis. Meaning to say, if the father died, but the Yerusha, the property, they did not divide up yet. It's still called Betfisis Abayis, it's still like it's in the house of the father still. So then, it's still called like the father's animals come out, it's like one owner. And therefore, Chayovim, according to the Chayev Maisa Beima. But Vimlav, if it's not by the father's Rishus yet, then Pturin. Now, where is this case? The Mishnah explains, what's the case of the Potter from Maisa Beima? Cholku. Let's say the brothers want to divide up the Yerusha. And Chozu v'nishtatfu. And after they divided up, they became again Shutfim. That's the case of the real Shutfis now. And therefore, Chayovim b'kalbin. When they give the shekel shalom for both of them, it's like giving two separate machzah shekel. They have to add this extra coin to be mashlim the shir of a machzah shekel. But if turim b'maisa beima, they're potter for maisa beima since they exceeded shutfim. Now the moral explain. Torah Rabbanim. Pasuk says yil cho. By yil asher yil cho, the pasuk says. So we dash in lechom, it has to belong to you, v'lo yishal shutfim. Now if the animals belong to shutfim, there's no din maisa beima. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu konam atvisa dabayis, even though it still belongs like the father died and the brothers didn't divide it up yet, but maybe still it's not called lecho, it's not mamish yours, because it's still in the like the father died, and it's going to go to the two sons, so it's not mamish called yet anybody's special property, maybe also the yipoter. Tamlem, the pasuk says, yeah, mashmer mikol makom, that's still yechayiv in maisa beima. Fred Gemara, this pasuk, by bechor tziv. This pasuk says by bechor behema, not by maisa behema. It's more so true. In main winyan lebechor, you don't need this pasuk for bechor. Do you see b'shutfis? Because regular bechor applies even if people own an animal b'shutfis. When it gives birth, the first zohar, if it's the first one, it has a kedushas bechor on it. They say the pasuk clearly, o bechor is bekarchem b'tzoinchem. You see, it's shaykh to have a kedushas bechor even though it's b'shutfis. And therefore, this pasuk that says yilecho. Mashman has to belong to you, separate to yours, not shutvis, is to new in the Maisa Beima. This pasuk comes to teach us that the yechiyah of Maisa Beima is only if you own the 10 animals yourself, not if you have other partners. The Amri of Yirmiyah says like this: Pomim shechayovim b'zeh b'zeh. Sometimes the case is that these brothers are chayiv in both, the chayiv in the kalboin, and they're also chayiv in Maisa Beima. Or pomim sometimes shepturim is them as the potter from both. Pomim shechayavim b'kalboin, or pturim in maisa beima. And the pomim sometimes the opposite way, that shechayavim b'maisa beima, the chayav to give maisa beima, but of pturim in a kalboin, the potter to give this extra coin. What are the cases? Chayavim b'zeh b'zeh, where is there a case of the chayavim both in maisa beima and in kalboin? That is, shechokul b'ksofim, that the brothers divided up the money already. So far as the money goes of the father's Yerusha, it doesn't belong to the father anymore, it's their own private money now. So therefore when they give a machsa shekel, each one has to give his own money. So if they come together and gives one shekel, still they have to add the extra kalbon. But as far as Maisa Behema goes, v'loi cholko b'behema, they did not divide up yet the behemas yet. So the behemas is still called like belonging to the father's Rishus, it's like one owner. So therefore there's still mechuyav in Maisa Behema. That's the case of chayav in both. What's the case the opposite way, that Peturim the potter mizel mizel, the potter from both, Shecholku bebehema, they divided up the behemas already, and then they became Shutfim, so if it was a regular Shutfis by behema, the potter from Maisa Behema, but V'loi Cholku b'ksofim, they did not divide up the money yet. So when they take out a shekel from the father's money, it's like the father is paying a complete shekel for his two sons, and that's the case he's potter from giving this extra kalbein. What's the case of chayovim b'kalboin of turim b'maisa beima? The chayiv and the kalboin is the father's money, but the pot for maisa beima is their own behemis. Shechoku b'zeh b'zeh, they divided up both already. And since they divided up both already, so on the kalboin, the chayiv, of course, is their own money. So it's right, their own chayiv to give a machsa shekel. Now that they give together a shekel sholim, they have to get the extra coin. But the pot for maisa beima, because they're shutfim. What's the case chayovim b'maisa behema obtur min hakalboin? Where's the case that the chayiv yechayiv b'maisa behema obtur min hakalboin? Shloi cholku b'zeh b'zeh, they didn't divide up yet, still called b'tfusis abayis. So therefore, the chayiv b'maisa behema is considered like the animals belong to the father. But the obtur from kalboin, of course, also is called like the father is paying for them, and when the father pays for his sons, if he gives a shekel for two sons, he's potter from the kalboin. That's the case, you have this case. Now the Gemara says, all these cases are pshita. For the Gemara pshita. That's יבוא מקל מטור מייסה בהם יהיה. וזה, כלומר פשיטה, כל these halakas are poshut. Gemara says no. The chiddush is cholku bebehema, where the brothers divided up the animals already, but lecholku b'ksofim they did not divide up the money yet. They said that what, that the potter from the cowboy, that's the chiddush isrichlei. Because otherwise, sakut that the chamin rabbi would have thought to say, kivon lecholku bebehema, since the brothers already divided up the behemas already. Is divided up, is goal of the Torah. They showed us clearly their mind is to lemifka kaima, they're only to divide up the Yerusha right now. So therefore, even the money, let's be considered as if the money was also divided up already. For the chayv of the kalbon, that even though they're paying now a shekel from the father's money, but since we see they have that to divide it up, let's be considered as if it's divided up already even this much. And they're mechuyev in a kalbon. Kamash will know that right now they did not divide up the money yet. So the money they use is like the father's money still, they're potter from the kalbon. Omer Rav Onan, lo yishonu ve'lo shechok gedim kineged tayoshim. They divided the gedim, a kid, kineged the goats, or tayoshim kineged gedim. That's where we say they become shutfim. Because, that's when we say that when they divide up again later, they're real shutfim, they're potter from Ma'aseh Behema. It's only when they divide it up, Shechoku Gedim Kneged Tiyoshim, Tiyoshim Kneged Tiyoshim. Avochoku Gedim Kneged Gedim, they divide it up though, Gedim equally, for Tiyoshim Kneged Tiyoshim.
Alright, turn.